We sometimes don't quite understand what things are. And even if we know what we should do, sometimes the methodology is not clear. People often say, why does God care what I do? Would anyone ask a parent who cared about their child, why do you care what your child does? Of course, because you care about their happiness. And even the smallest thing can lead to joy or can lead to sadness. So every parent that loves their child cares about what they do and what they think. But sometimes we don't know how to do, what methodology to use. It's the story of an elderly man who for the first time flew in a plane, and his ears began to hurt him because of the change in pressure. And the stewardess came by and gave him some chewing gum so that he might equalize the pressure in his ear. And after the flight, he said, that really worked well. How do I get the chewing gum out of my ear? Well, we mistakenly sometimes think that God is like a warden watching everything we do to catch us. Or perhaps even someone who doesn't care about us just likes to see what we do. But the early Christians had it right. They said, God cares about us like a child. And they quoted the scriptures that say, if you with all your sins give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? And so salvation is one of those great gifts. Forgiveness for all the things we do wrong is one of those gifts. But it's not something you earn or something you buy, but it is something you have to be prepared to receive. So the scriptures tell us, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will be saved, but he who keeps the commandments. If you love me, Jesus said, keep the commandments. Our behavior and our choices tell everyone what kind of person we are and what we value. They said one of the ways to find out what is important to us is where you spend your time and where you spend your money. You will find out what is important to you. And so in the first Sunday of Lent, the church says, spend more time in prayer, in fasting, and in good deeds, because the goal of Lent, of the great fast, is not to change the outside, but to change the inside of who you are. That is why often, if you read books written by saints, they call things spiritual exercises. Things that you do so you can get better at it. I was speaking to about 100 children yesterday, and I said, do you know in life there are consequences? And they say, yes, our parents always tell that. That's when you do something bad and you have bad consequences. And I said, what about good consequences? What about good habits? What about using spiritual exercises of prayer, of good deeds, of reading sacred scripture to change the person that you are? So yes, in life there are consequences, but never underestimate the power of good consequences, of good habits, of becoming a person that says, God has given me as a gift both salvation and forgiveness, but I have to be willing and prepared to to receive this gift. We cannot serve both God and mammon. You have to serve the Lord sincerely, and then we will be able to understand what a beautiful thing God has given us by saying, any sin will be forgiven. Anytime you can receive salvation, but you have to accept this gift and change your life by doing spiritual exercises so that your spiritual muscles and your life will have great consequences and great habits. Slava Isusu Christu! Thank you.